Hey, Steven Van here. Yeah, everything's set. Everything's pretty much should be ready to roll here. Yeah. Okay. Okay, great. Oh, perfect. Oh, okay. Yeah, actually, I lived in Texas for like 2003 to 2011. I have family there, but my wife's grew up in Dallas, Texas, and that's how I made it down to Dallas, actually. Yeah, pretty much. And then no, I didn't go to high school there. Grew up outside of DC in the Virginia side. Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Oh, did you? Oh, wow. That's a good debatable thing. Either one. I prefer either one, but a lot of people, say, Laos is the country or the Lao people, that kind of stuff. So it just interchanges. I moved out, actually. I've been in LA about 8 years, so. Yeah, before LA, we lived in Fort Worth for a year. So like, yeah, so we went from Dallas to Fort Worth and then to LA. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think we're ready. I'm ready with this in as well. Perfect. Okay. Oh, did you wanna I know a lot of people have a little asked about the pronunciation of my last name and things like that, so I could state that. Yeah, it's Didavong. Yeah. It's Van Didavong, yeah, because the H is a little bit silent there, so. Great. Appreciate it. Thank you, Stephen, for having me. That's a great question. I think, the overall themes of Sleeping in Plastic, I like to write in themes, and those themes are love, lust, and loss. And I'm always oftentimes curious of how those definitions blend together. And when I was in Texas, I started my career as an editorial photographer, so I was on the road a lot. And one of my favorite magazines and clients was Texas Monthly, and I would be sent off and to shoot in all these different parts of Texas. At one point, I traveled like 5,000 miles around Texas. So when you're on the road, you meet all these different folks and different faces, and I oftentimes would just kind of make up stories, and that was the genesis of Sleeping Plastic. I knew I wanted to write a story about people doing things they oftentimes don't understand why they're doing that. Sort of like wrestling, you know, like there's this something primal about wrestling, and something primal when you're starving, cutting weight, starving for attention, starving for food, starving for love. And those are sort of the things I wanted to explore with this film. That's a good point. I think for me, growing up, I grew up outside of DC in Washington Redskins territory, and I grew up a Dallas Cowboys fan, if funny enough, and I always had this like mythical kind of feel of Texas. And when I would visit, and then when I lived there and traveled, it just has a backdrop that I'm drawn to. I'm drawn to shadows. I love things that pop out of the shadows, and I think the setting just became like a character in itself that sets the world up. And that's one of the things I really wanted to shoot at outside of Fort Worth, actually. But the tax incentives was a little too strong for us. We tried many ways to shoot there, but ultimately it was a financing decision that took us to Oklahoma. I think me and the producers, we tried to fit the numbers correctly, but it was just too great, and we had to move the production to Oklahoma. Oh, I'm glad you noticed that. I think for me, I think the audience is so clever and smart, and you have to sort of, I place myself like being in the seat of the audience, and I'm drawn to these long sequences where it's just a little bit uncomfortable, and the pacing, the timing, actually, it's almost, I guess it's sort of like cooking a little bit. If you put a little bit too much salt, it gets a little bit. So I'm always sort of like pushing towards the edge. And a lot of it had to do during our editing stage. But the performances, oftentimes I'm like, wow, I just want to let this roll out. These scenes go. And the actors kind of took it there. And I wanted those moments to breathe a little, and then to kind of heighten it with the sensation of like what's going to happen next. I've worked with Curtis Heath. He's our composer, and before this, before we shot, I talked to Curtis about 3-4 years ago about this project, and we talked about a lot about dreams. We talked about nightmares. Like I love the state where you're just like in a dream state, but just on the edge of a nightmare. We talked about a little bit of a little spaghetti western kind of tinge to it. But I always felt like composers are always brought in the back end, but I had really great communication with Curtis because I would just ask him like to make different cues on how he felt. Like, let's say if it's something like, what does cotton candy taste to you? What does a paper cut feel to you? So he would make all these great cues, and then I would drop him in the film, the scenes and things like that. So almost curating the music that he would make. And then we would fine tune it towards our final cut and edit to see where we could fill it in a little bit better. But I love that kind of curatorial to take his songs and plug it in where it fits best versus the opposite way around where, hey, make the scene a little bit more tense. So it was a little more opposite. Great. Yeah, I think, it's one of those things where I try to take it one day at a time or one year at a time. But storytelling and filmmaking just so happens to be a medium right now where I think I feel really good at and exploring like human behaviors and human conditions. When I started my career as a photographer, it was telling a story in one frame. And now it's, you get to work and collaborate with so many different artists, and I really enjoy that. I think that's the best part of being a filmmaker, is working with other people who are better than you, and it makes you a better filmmaker when you do that. It's like an athlete. You're always practicing or playing with someone better, and you learn new things, whether it's from the production design, the actors, the PA, just all aspects of filmmaking, and that's what I enjoy. So I think I'm excited to keep continuing to try to become a filmmaker that has a distinctive voice or with something to say. That's pretty much my goal. Oh, okay. I think, yeah. Well, a lot of times, I think this, if the film boils down to love and pain, I think it's a love story. I was drawn, influenced a lot by John Lennon's song Mother, and the lyrics there. Have you heard of the song Mother by John? Yeah. Oh. That's great. Those lyrics are wonderful. It's like, mother, you had me, but I never had you. And it's like, father, you left me, and but I never left you. And, like I was saying, like, I love to investigate themes. And one of the other themes was like family, like, and like everyone has their own battles within that family. And it was very primal. And John Lennon wrote that through, while he was going through primal scream therapy, and I just thought that was really interesting. There's something raw and gritty about that, and my hope was if I could just make something, 1/100th of that song, of like, if it's just as raw and gritty and just on the edge of a nightmare or a dream. That was the goal of mine. It's I think one of the scenes that the sheriff talks about, of, when it's that hypnotic jerk when we're about to fall asleep and then we kick ourselves awake, but we could see and hear everything and it's real, but we're just not sure if it's quite real. And those are the things I think I wanted to also bring across with this story. Okay. Well, really appreciate it. I'm really excited to be showing the film in Fort Worth, and thank you for taking the time and having me.
Yeah, you bet. Okay, so you can hit stop on your account. I will hit stop on mine.
Great.